Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the best little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we call Horde House for short. That show about all things World of Warcraft, but not too seriously. It's another week here, episode number 15. My name is Rob Roberts. I'll be joining you for the next hour or so with my co-host here with me by my side, as always. Say hello to Extifer.
I'm right by your side.
That's right. How are you, Extifer?
I'm doing great now that I'm by your side.
You're sounding a little creepster to me right now. I don't know. Are you okay?
I love to watch you when you sleep.
Now you're really creepy. Speaking of creepy, how about that news about the snow? Are you excited about the snow this weekend?
There's snow?
Do you ever like read the internet or
you know,
watch
TV? It's been so busy this week. I've heard people say, how about that snow all day today? And I thought that they were talking about like Reno.
No, here's the thing. And some folks like throughout the country might think like, what's the big deal? It's just snow. We live in Northern California, the Sacramento area. It never snows here. In fact, I think the last time was 35 years ago, they were saying, but it's supposed to snow tonight and tomorrow. And so everybody is freaking the hell out. Like, do you know what to do about snow? Like, how do you drive in snow? What is snow? How do
We're
I do snow?
Die.
Exactly. It's going to be Snowmageddon. Like 2 inches of snow are going to fall. Everybody's going to die.
Are they really predicting that it's going to snow?
They are really predicting snow.
Wow.
Are you going to go outside and throw snow?
No, I prefer not to.
Going to make some yellow snow?
That sounds a bit fun.
All right. Look,
that's natural food coloring is what I call it.
All right. We're going to talk about World of Warcraft, I promise, and a little less snow. It's a show dedicated to Dunmorrow tonight is what it is. No, just kidding. All right. I got to introduce our guest. Joining us again, it's been a little while, but he was on the show way back when, I think, episode number 3. And he's back tonight. Say hello, everybody, to Salacious Pop.
Hello.
How are you, Salacious
I'm
Pop?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How have you been? It's been 3 months since we've talked to you?
I know. I was on in the very beginning, and now that you guys are all rich and famous and beautiful,
oh whatever,
finally had me back. So I'm glad to be back.
What exactly is rich and famous and beautiful? I don't even There's money involved with this, really? How do I get some? Christopher, have you been hoarding all the money?
I'm sorry, I've been spending it all on hats.
All right. You're expecting snow in your neck of the woods in San Francisco, right, Salacious Pop?
Yeah, I live near SFO, which is pretty much right on the water, and it snowed up in San Francisco, up on Twin Peaks and Forest Hill about 3 or 4 years ago, but never where I'm at. So if it actually happens, I'll see it when I believe it. But it should be fun. If it does happen for real, though, I'm expecting the entire city to shut down because no one will know what to do.
It's going to be crazy. I have a show in the city Saturday night, so I just can't wait to see all the 3 people that turn out for that because of the snow. Anyway. So what do you do when it snows? You stay inside and you play World of Warcraft all day. Let's talk to our guests a little bit about World of Warcraft. Remind us, since it has been a little while, we've had a few new listeners, thankfully, since last time you were here. Tell us a little bit about your main and the character you play and what you do in the game.
I have a druid who is Balanced Resto, though I haven't really touched Resto in a couple months. I started playing WoW December of 2009, so it's about 13 or 14 months. I played City of Heroes for about 3 years, so I had some MMO experience from that. And then you were the one that got me into WoW. So, yeah, I just have my one main, which that's changing, which we'll probably get into in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've been doing a lot of raiding.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit because some things have changed since the last time you were on the show. And, you said, as you mentioned before, I got you into World of Warcraft. And part of that was this big social guild that we all play in, all the friends, most of the people you've heard on Horde House by this point. We all kind of play in the same guild on our server. And a couple weeks ago, you decided to pack your bags and go somewhere else.
Yeah, I was getting kind of antsy. I was a year late to the Wrath train, so... You know, when we started doing ICC, even though it had been out for a few months, that was the first opportunity that we really had 10 interested people in the right roles. But since I'm right on time with Cataclysm, I just kind of, I don't want to say I was getting impatient, but I was like, there's more in this game that's going on right now, and I just felt like I was missing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got wandering eyes.
So what drew you to the guild you ended up leaving me for?
Aw, poor baby.
I know. They are the top guild on the server, and I figured if I'm going to take this seriously and, you know, turn out a good guild application, which I'd never done before, going to forums and just saying, here's what I'm looking for, I figured I'd start at the top, and then if they didn't take me, I would, you know, maybe look at one or two others to try and get into. So, yeah, they're just the top rated on the guild, and mm-hmm. it looked like they needed Boomkin, so I just took my application seriously, and I'm on right now as an initiate, and I think things are going well.
Perfect.
So how has raiding been for you so far?
Very challenging, pretty intimidating as well. Right when I started, they just started considering hard modes, and they currently have two of them down. They might have the third one down tonight, Maloriac. So the fact that I didn't really have any raiding gear aside from the charity epics that you get from rep, and I'd watched vids, but I'd never seen the fights before in person. And they're like, oh yeah, we're doing hard modes like starting this week. So I've kind of just had to hold on and learn in a hurry.
Tell the listeners a little more about the Maloriac fight, because you were telling me about this last night. It's very Boomkin centric, right? For those of us that are not lead enough to have been in the hard mode raids, what's this fight like, and how are Boomkin so important?
He has a mechanic where he throws a colored vial into a cauldron, and then depending on what color he throws in, it tells you what phase that he's in. I believe in regular, it's red, green, and blue. Extifer, you might, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, that's, we've only done the normal mode, but the fight, during the fight, he throws different color vials and depending on what color of vial is, how you react to the fight, and what you do is you either spread out or you group up, and yeah.
So in heroic mode, he has a new color, which is a black vial. And when he throws the black vial into the pot, these little, they're not really void zones, but these slime puddles appear, and then these little slime droplets, kind of like the slimes that are in the Cho'Gall fight from the ads, they're like those. And they appear, there's four to six of them per puddle, and I think two or three puddles spawn, and they have 5 million hit points each, and there's, you know, six of these things, and you have to kite them around, and you have to burn them down within a minute and a half, because then he's going to throw in another vial, like blue, the red vial for fire. You have to burn these things down, because while they're out, they leave slime all over the room, and if you stand in it, it's like 20 or 30K a tick, so you don't want to stand in it. So it's a very AoE intensive burn phase where you have to get those slimes down, and that's what they're working on right now.
And how would the Boomkin thing play into this?
Magic Mushrooms, I guess, the buff that they got from 406 is amazing, because you drop three mushrooms to where the off tank is kiting the slimes, and you pop them, and you can hit them all. Combined damage is like, I was getting around 150,000 damage,
wow.
I think. But the fact is that each one of those little droplets has 5 million. You've just got to, stack dots on them. You want to make sure that you're in a solar eclipse. And just do your typhoon and your mushrooms over and over to try and burn those things down. And a lot of the guilds that have gotten Maloriac Heroic down have done so because they stacked Boomkins and Warlocks, specifically those two classes.
Wow. Pretty neato.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little more about kind of the difference that you've gone through since, you know, you were in this guild where I was there, and it's a lot of fun, and we're really hilarious people, and we're funny, you know.
That's all subjective.
You know, and you love us very much, and then you left us for all these serious business people. How has it been different? Like, how has it been different kind of changing from that one guild to another?
How does it feel to be a businesswoman in town on business? Do you have any businesswomen specials?
Yes, we don't have anything like that. No, just signing on to Vent, and I'll see anywhere from 20 to 30 people on. A lot of them I don't know, obviously. They have their 25 raiders, and then there's the five or six initiates, and then the casuals. There's just so many people to get to know, putting names to faces. But otherwise, it's not really that much different. I mean, they all have fun. They're all social. Like, I don't know. The only difference is that I don't know them. I'm getting to know them now, where with a social guild, you know them from real life, and then you're just playing a game with them.
And the other answer would be that we are more beautiful?
Yes.
Thank
what
you.
What you said, yeah. There you go.
No, say it.
You are more beautiful.
Woohoo! All right.
Wow. You don't need reassurance, do you?
And I'm very secure in myself. All right. No, I'm obviously giving you a hard time. Did you hear last week's show by chance, Salacious Pop? Did you listen to the show last week?
I did.
Did you hear the email we got from the listener who was kind of like not happy with where she was at in her guild, but she didn't want to hurt like the guild leader's feelings? I'm kind of paraphrasing from what I remember. Did you hear that email?
I did, and I was actually kind of thankful that you had included that email because it was extremely relevant to what had happened to mm-hmm. our guild when I, because you know, you had mentioned that email kind of hit close to home because it was about, you know, me basically. I wasn't the person that wrote the email, but the situation was exactly the same.
And what would you say in response to that email if she's listening this week again?
If you are paying for a game and you've decided that you want more out of what you're currently getting, it's really up to you to just make the choice and go what you're after. Because at the end, you know, it's kind of shitty to leave a social guild like that, but at the same time, it works both ways. If you can't get what you're looking for, then your friends should understand that it's a game and they shouldn't really guilt you too bad in not wanting to leave.
Just keep telling your friends they're beautiful and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So... now you're very much, I just want to play one person. I just want to kind of load everything into this one character. You're not much of an alcoholic, right?
That is correct. When I was playing City of Heroes, I had one character, and that is a game where you have an absurd amount of character slots per server because the culture in that game is to have 12 alts. And mm-hmm. I just had my one, and I'm really the same way in WoW.
But now you were telling me last week that you might have to kind of go back on that a little bit. What's going on?
One thing that I've noticed about, the term hardcore is so dippy, but the people that are in the game to take progression seriously, their characters are loaded with gold because you have to buy, you know, all of the best in slot stuff. And in order to do that, they have gathering alts. They have an 85 and, you know, sort of bootleg heroic PvP gear, and they'll just do their gathering, and that is what funds their raiding main. I'm trying to save up for my Dark Moon Volcano card right now, which is anywhere from 15 to 20 gold, or 15 to 20K gold. I've never had that much money in game, and I feel that with just having the one main, I just need an alt to... you know, get some gold flowing in. So I've decided to roll some gathering alts.
But, excuse me, some of this has to do with professions too, about having no gathering on your main, right?
A lot of the heavy hitters, both DPS and heals, have two crafting professions, because then that way you get two sets of stat exclusives. You know, jewel crafting, you get the Chimera Eye gems that are like plus 30 more than the regular gems. Mm-hmm. Alchemy, you get mixology. Right now I'm leatherworking, so I have the Uber Bracer enchant, and I'm going to get rid of skinning and go leatherworking alchemy. And that way I could get two different sets of bonuses, and that'll help me with my rating, I think.
But then you'll have like an alt, a Death Knight or something that does the whole skinning and herbalism part of it, right?
I've rolled a DK that is mining herb, and then I have a rogue, which is also going to be my PvP rogue, who is disenchanting and skinning.
And then it's kind of a win-win scenario because your alts end up being in your social guild, right? So
yes, yeah,
it all
works. Exactly.
Out.
That's exactly the point. Yeah.
Oh, everybody wins! Yay! All right.
Yay!
Well, I don't know, Extrovert. Do you have any other questions for Salacious Pop and all the transitions he's been going through, or any advice? Because you did something kind of similar a few years ago, right when Wrath had come out. So, but you did a more extreme thing where you moved servers as well. So I don't know. Do you have any advice or comments, questions?
Well, I don't know. I think that the main thing is that if you're going into it, you know, make sure it's what you want to do. Make sure it's what gives you the most fun factor in the game. For me, at the time, I think that it was something that, you know, provided the most fun, and I never regretted it. You know, it was fresh and new. I went to a new, completely new server, completely new people I've never met before. I've been through a few guilds since then. And, you know, before that, I was a part of the same social guild for years. So I was, you know, in new territory. So it's been kind of a fun, interesting ride, but I don't regret it. So.
I'm having so much fun, even though they're kind of still carrying me right now. I'm working really hard on learning these fights and getting my DPS to what their other heavy hitters are at. But even though I know that I have a lot of work to do, I've never really pushed my character this hard before and getting out as much as I can. And I'm having a great time. So, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing is that when the next patch hits, you know, whenever that comes around, you're going to be able to experience all of that new content firsthand without having to wait to do it. And I think that was a really cool thing, is that when I started in a new guild, it was right at the end of Ulduar. And so I experienced a bunch of stuff in Ulduar, you know, that these people had already been doing, you know, for months. You know, I kind of experienced like everything at once. And then when the next patch came out and it was TOC, you know, I got to experience everything firsthand with this new guild that happened to be the number one guild on the Horde side for the server. And it was I had a blast. I mean, it was the most fun that I ever had, I think, in game, even if it was TOC, which everybody's like, oh, TOC. Like, I still had a great time because it was cool to be a part of this, like, guild, you know, that was also experiencing everything for the first time, you know.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of listeners that can kind of sympathize with the both of you and have had to make similar decisions. But I bet there's also a lot of listeners like me who will just be happy in our mediocrity, doing our thing in our guild. And you know, but no, seriously, what it boils down to, I don't really have the time or want to make that commitment to raiding, I think. And I kind of like being able to like come and go into WoW as I please. And I sometimes don't like that feeling that if I don't want to raid on a certain night that, you know, I'm going to let like 9 other people down. I mean, our guild kind of does try to do some raiding, but it's, you know, it's one night a week. It's nothing serious. And that's kind of like how I like it.
There's nothing mediocre about that.
That's, you know, right, because I'm still beautiful.
You're doing the exact same thing as Salacious Pop is doing, except for you're having fun in a different way, you know. That's all it is.
Well, but also I like being able to kind of come and go. Like, Salacious Pop, don't you have to kind of be there certain times? Like, I don't know. I don't want to make that commitment.
Yeah.
Well, they have on their forums a place where you can say, hey, guys, I'm going to be late or I'm not going to be there on a certain night. But yeah, since I'm still an initiate, I kind of sit online and just do dailies or farm or whatever while they're doing hard modes. And then I'll get a whisper saying, hey, you want in for double dragons? And I'll be like, yeah, and they'll pull me in. So So I do have to sit online to be on standby, but I don't really mind it all that much because that's what I'm looking for right now.
Whatever makes you guys happy, and being beautiful makes me happy.
Crickets.
Well, then
one of the reasons why I just decided to apply, get, you know, I took the application seriously. Once I got approved, I was like, all right, I'm leaving. And it was half because of just, you know, ripping the Band-Aid off fast. The other half is, given how the social guild functions, it wasn't fair for me to then go to the officers or the other players and say, I really want to be raiding. I want to be doing this and this and this. And you like, people need to take this more seriously. I have no right to say that. So that's one of the reasons why I just took off, was it wasn't appropriate for me to ask a social guild to raid before it's time.
Yeah. You ruffled minimal feathers on your way out. I'm sure you're fine. So, all right.
He ruffled my feathers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how was your week in Azeroth. I know we've kind of been talking, at least to Salacious Pop, about what's been going on in his past few months. But, Extifer, what have you been up to this week in Azeroth? What have you been doing?
This week has been a little bit different for me so far. I have, aside from doing the raiding and everything and getting really close on getting Alakir down, I have been leveling an alt on a different server. Met somebody recently that also plays WoW, so we have been leveling druids. Or actually not druids. I don't know why I said druids. I automatically think druid when I think of leveling a class. But no, I've been leveling a priest, a worgen priest on the Sengen server, and it's been kind of fun. So that's been what I've been doing.
Awesome. How high is your priest?
He's so high, he does weed all the
I meant
time.
what level, God.
Well, in terms of level, he's 12, I believe, right now. So we
Almost
haven't
ready for
really.
Dungeon Finder.
Yeah, almost ready for raiding,
That's going to be a little ways away.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's pretty much how I've been doing in the world of Warcraft this
And
week.
how are you liking Priest so far? Is this your first one, or is this like the second one you played?
No, this is the second one. I have one on the Ravencrest server that I leveled a few years ago to level 30, but I stopped playing that priest for whatever reason. I don't even remember. I was leveling as Shadow. I know that, but since all of the changes and everything, and the fact that I get Mind Flay like right off the bat at level 10, I have forgotten everything. I had forgotten everything up to the point of leveling the new priest. So it's been a almost brand new experience for me, and I am liking it. I'm enjoying it. Not as cool as druids, but I'll survive.
Okay, awesome. Well, let us know how that goes if you decide to keep leveling, or if you say, screw it, I'm going back to raiding.
I'm just so happy to be next to you.
Oh, I know. All right. Salacious Pop, I think I pretty much grilled you on what's going on in Azeroth lately, but anything I missed? What have you been up to this week in Azeroth?
I rolled my two gathering alts, my rogue and my DK, so they're, lobies right now. I participated in a heroic kill, which is the first time I've done that. It was a lot of fun. The guild that I'm in has gotten down Halphas heroic and Chimeron heroic, and it was their second of each for this week. And for the second Chimeron heroic kill, they one shot it, and I was there with that. So it was
Nice.
awesome to just see everything executed
Congrats.
perfectly. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then otherwise, that's it. I'm just saving up gold to try and get my stupid Dark Moon Volcano card. We did some arena, a 3v3. It's been a week since I did that, but about 2 weeks ago, I had never done arena before, even though I try to roll one or two battlegrounds a day just for the bonus honor you get. So seeing arena was interesting. We've
Would
got
was
well, at
it
least
weird
weird.
for somebody who does a lot of PvE?
Well, if you do a Warsong Gulch and you see three people coming at you and there's no one near you, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna die. The same thing happens in Arena, where your heals get CC'd and you see two people coming at you, and it's like, all right, let's see if I can turn this out or if I'm just gonna drop dead. So, the intensity is the same.
Awesome.
Right on. Oh, I got two items this week.
What'd you get?
I got a trinket so I can say goodbye to grinding for the tsunami deck, because I'm just over trying to grind for that. I got the trinket from Cho'Gall, so I was pretty psyched about that. And then I got a cloak.
Grats.
Yeah.
My week in Azeroth. I've also been doing a lot of PvP. It's weird. Like, a lot has changed as far as this whole like PvP thing. I used to not be so into it, but like just within the past couple weeks, we've started taking PvP a little more seriously. And this probably dates back a couple weeks on the show when Irene and Parm were here. The three of us have a 3v3 team now, and then Irene and I have a separate 2v2 team. And we've actually been doing more and more arena. And I gotta say, like, I've been like learning a lot just doing arena. And it's just a whole different way to think about the game, and it's so different from PvE fights. I really feel like I've been improving. Like, you know, my rating is nothing to brag about right now. I think our 2v2 is at like 1200 and our 3v3 is at 1300. But, you know, it's a slow build and we don't play every night. But mm-hmm. just to give you an idea, the other night we did some 3v3 and we were 6-2, which nice. For me is like, oh my God, like back in Burning Crusade, we used to lose 10 in a row just to get our points for the week.
Yeah.
To come out of doing 8 battles by winning 6. I'm like, oh my God, this is unheard of. I feel like I'm actually starting to get decent at this. But, you know, I'm learning about using the pillars to block line of sights so mages can't polymorph me as easy and using my bubbles more effectively and thinking about talents that I don't otherwise use, like Hand of Freedom and, you know, just things of that sort. It's been crazy. But I noticed that doing Arena has also really helped my other PvP game. So, and I actually bought something. I bought the PvP trinket with conquest points this week. So I actually have hit my conquest cap like 2 weeks in a row, which is pretty crazy. But it's actually really not that hard to hit your conquest cap because you get like 270, I think, every time you win an arena. And the conquest cap to start is like 1373 or something like that. It's based off your rating, which, you know, even if it's low, you get like 1300 points. But I'm hoping now that our rating is getting up to like 1300, 1400 next week, the conquest point cap's going to raise and I can get even more gear, which in turn will help progress arena. So yeah, it's been weird that that's like what we've been into. But since, you know, as we mentioned before in the show, we're more of a social guild who just doesn't have the manpower to be doing the raiding right now. Like being able to do arena with just 2 or 3 people has been a great like thing to do in the game with just a small group of people.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are afraid of arena and all the PvP and everything, but you just try not to think about that stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think that it's like all things. It's intimidating at first, but, you know, once you see it and everything, it probably becomes a lot.
Well, rating's kind of intimidating at first, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Other stuff that's been going on in my week. By the way, I'm getting a bad echo, Extifer. I don't know if that's your headphones or what. So.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
It's just going to drive everybody bonkers, but oh well.
Is it still echoing?
No, it's a little better now.
It's better now.
Oh, okay.
Professional podcasting at its finest. Anyhow, so what else have I been doing in this week? Not just the arena, but I did...
Oh, hey, Rob.
What? What?
I don't care.
Yes, you do. I did a pug group last night, which I haven't done in a very long time. It was like a half pug. It was 3 guildies and then 2 pug people doing
a half pug.
Yeah, something like that. Doing a daily heroic, and we were doing Blackrock Caverns. And wow, it was easy. Like, that's the first heroic I've run since the 4.06 patch. And, you know, I've been raising my rep with the factions mostly by questing and just doing regulars, because there's been a lot of guildies who have just recently hit 85 that we've been trying to gear up through regulars. So that's a lot of the reason I haven't been in a heroic, and I don't want to run heroic Stone Core. Ugh. So I've just been avoiding it, but last night I agreed to do it for some guildies, and we just face rolled the place. Like, boy, did they get easier. Or maybe my gear just got that much better. I don't know. But like, to give you an example, you know that first boss in Blackrock Caverns that puts you in the chains and everything and have to run out and all that, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. That guy accidentally aggroed after the tank pulled a trash pack of 3, and we still one-shotted it.
Nice.
And I was like, that would be certain death in most other scenarios. This is weird. And then Beauty, like the tank didn't even say anything and just pulled Beauty when we didn't even have a strategy. And I didn't even know how the fight worked because everybody was afraid to do it before when there were 3 dogs. We one-shotted that too. And I was like, dang, either that 10% buff really helps or these things got really easy.
It's a mixture of things. Probably. It's probably your gear. It's probably the fact that they nerfed a lot of the fights. I haven't actually been in a heroic for a long time, probably close to a month now.
I find that one other thing I've missed is the personality of people in pug groups, because we had 2 strangers, right? And one of them was like, had to tell us like, okay, you guys, we got to hurry up because I've got school in the morning. So, you know, we got to move through here pretty quick. And I got to go to school, you guys. But then, like, right before we're about to pull the last boss, like, he won't shut up and pull the boss. It's like, hey, have you guys done the trash in Blackwing Descent? You know, I'm trying to get my gear so I can tank Blackwing Descent. And, yeah, tanking's really fun. And da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, oh, shut up. Just pull.
I like the color of purple. Don't you guys like the color
exactly.
of purple?
Exactly. Oh, I love
so
Whoopi
cool.
Goldberg.
Also, why aren't we going fast enough?
And then the other guy... Like, he was one of those guys, he was a Death Knight, and he was wearing that space helmet thing. Like, I don't know why, just to be cute or something, and kind of doing that derp derp thing. But he was doing fine on the DPS and everything, but he didn't talk. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk at all, except to say really disgusting things.
Oh, of course.
Like, I gave everybody the archaeology buff, and I was like, here's the archaeology buff for you guys. Everybody's like, thank you. I'm like, hey, no problem. But that did cost me a dwarf runestone, so you can pay me back in rainbows and kittens. You know, I'm just trying to be cute, like, you know. And the guy goes, well, I tried to type /swallow, but nothing happened. I'm like, Then later on, the tank in his chattering was trying to explain to our mage how to tank the adds on the last boss because the mage had never tanked before. And he's like, okay, I'm going to try to do this. My DPS might suck, but I'll try it. And then that the Death Knight who never talks to speaks up and goes, I bet you know how to suck.
I love how this guy's like, you know, from the South or something.
Well, it's like he has Tourette's
or something.
I bet you know how to suck and swallow. Just like, you're dirty. You're a dirty man.
So Azeroth needs a sex offender registry, basically. Is
seriously.
What you're
saying. Have
is
a seat over here.
Master? Did they go, listen up, shitbags?
Might have been. No, but it's just so funny because you also have this kid that's like, I got to get up and go to school in the morning. I bet you know how to suck. You got to get to sex ed class.
Yeah,
so that was my night in Azeroth.
Nice.
So, yeah, otherwise, oh yeah, I've been working on the alt, my warlock, who I kind of flip back and forth between Affliction and Destro. I seem to get better DPS on Destro, but I just like Affliction. More dots. I love Affliction.
I still don't care.
Level 39?
Mm-hmm.
I'm level 39, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How about Extrafer with the news? Woo!
Woo! Extrafer with the news. I don't know. Is there anything interesting today?
Oh, I think there might have been just a couple things that were announced like at midnight. Just so you know, I got an email from Salacious Pop like right after I went to bed. It was marked like, I don't know, 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, Rob, guess what they're adding in WoW? I knew it.
See, I called this. I called this even on our show.
Salacious Pop said the same thing in his email. Yeah. I called it. Why does everybody feel the need to say, I called it? I called it, you guys.
But you know what? I feel good about myself if I say that. Okay.
Salacious Pop.
Exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
Same way. I was like, I knew they were going to do this.
Well, I called all this too. What are we talking about?
Okay. We're talking about the reintroduction of ZG into WoW, and it's being reintroduced as an 85 five-man dungeon. Now, I wasn't really sure if they were going to reintroduce it as a five-man dungeon or as a raid, but I guess it's the five-man dungeon. I'm sure it's going to be reworked and balanced and everything for five players, you know, just like they did with SFK and Deadmines. Of course, this one takes a little bit of a different approach because it's going from a 10-man raid to a 5-man dungeon. So we're going to go ahead and see how that goes. The other one that's going to be reintroduced, which is actually still in the game at the moment, is Zolomon. So we have ZG and Zolomon. So there's going to be obviously some troll story, which is pretty exciting. So that's the biggest news, I think, that it came from the whole patch notes extravaganza that came out earlier today. Blizzard released the official patch notes early on today.
Let me back up for a minute and talk about the troll raids for a minute. Are you excited about the troll raids? Or, I mean, not sorry, the troll five-mans. The troll raids becoming five-mans. Salacious Pop, how do you feel about that?
I thought that the troll instances in Wrath were kind of lacking. They were just depressing and ugly, so I'm glad that the trolls are getting some love again. And I don't really think that it's going to be the same map. It's going to be Zul'Gura, but I think it's getting a whole new map that's more centered on a five-man experience.
I hope so.
I don't think it's just going to be, oh, here's Zul'Gura, like the whole fucking thing. I don't think it's going to be like that.
Maybe they'll do the Maradon thing and split it into three parts or something, because I just, oh my gosh, going in that place in a five-man, I mean, there's just too much. If all the trash is like balanced for 85, they're going to really need to balance that place. And Zolomon's the same way. Like, I don't know about you guys, but Zolomon is like big and just,
I'm sure that they're going to rebalance it for five players, and they're going to redesign a lot of the encounters. I don't imagine that, you know, we're going to have the same objectives that, you know, we had when these places were 10-man raids. Actually, ZG was the very first raid I ever was in, and I didn't even know what a raid was when I was in there. Like, so that was when I was a noob and I was playing during vanilla and I had no idea what I was doing.
I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but I'm not as excited about this news. Like, I mean, I'm glad they're putting in new five-man instances. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice. I'm glad they're going to be really challenging and it'll have the better gear that, you know, kind of like bumps you up to the next raid and all that. But I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like these places I'm not that excited about. Maybe it's just because I'm not into the troll lore. Like, I know a lot of people are super into it, but not me. No thanks.
Well, maybe the other stuff will get your, you know, blood boiling.
What makes me excited is that if we're going back and converting old raids into instances, then maybe Karazhan will become a five-man instance.
Maybe. Who knows?
Anything's possible.
Who knows? So among all of the new class changes and whatnot, there's also going to be we know that this patch is going to include the Firelands raid, which is in Hyjal. There's already a portal there. If you go to Hyjal, it's just you can't access it, but that's going to be the raid. And there's going to be new daily quest hubs in Hyjal, so there's going to be a lot of attention put on Hyjal. We're going to fight Ragnaros again. So I guess they're kind of, you know, reintroducing Ragnaros. However, it will be a different fight because it's in a different location, obviously, and it's everything's going to be different. So, and then there's hints that we're also going to be revisiting the Caverns of Time. There's speculation at this point. I don't think it's been fully announced by Blizzard, because they haven't gone into what the raids are going to be in 4.1 yet. But the hints are that we're going to go back in time and see when I guess Deathwing became Deathwing. So that'll be pretty interesting and cool. And that'll be in the form of a raid. Other than that, there's obviously a lot of, changes. There's achievements being added to the game that have to do with professions and pet collecting, which, you know, my sister will be very excited about.
Same with Salacious Pop. Don't you do all that stuff? Or you're more mounts, right?
Yeah, I'm more into mounts, but I've got the 75 pet achievement.
I bet you know how to mount.
Yeah, with the little fawn that bounces around. But yeah, I have 103, 104 mounts, so any chance to get more mounts is always gonna get, you know, make my ears perk up.
A couple things about the class changes that kind of stuck out to me was that for druids and priests, they're actually redesigning the spell effects for Efflorescence and it looks like Holy Word Sanctuary. So both of those, if you have seen a druid or priest in game at any point in time in the last 3 months, you would know that those two spells put little rings on the grounds, on the ground, and
they're
pretty. So I guess they have a new spell effect. I'm not sure really how
more sparkles.
Yeah, I hope they're really pretty. I mean, that's just I like things to be nice looking. So
I want more glitter than a Kesha concert.
Yeah. Other than that, they're rebalancing a lot of abilities, a lot of abilities are getting buffed, some are getting nerfed. Something that stuck out to me was Rogue's Recuperate is going up by a percentage point. There are, it seems to me that Power Word Shield is getting nerfed again, but I'm not totally sure on that. But it does say that Power Word Shield has been reduced to 15, duration has been reduced to 15 seconds, down from 30. I'm not sure how valuable the duration of Power Word Shield is. But yeah, there's the tons of notes though. And you should go look at them.
Well, that's to be expected. It's going to be kind of the first major patch. I mean, I don't know, 406 you could call a major patch, but the first major content patch for you know, the game.
Lots of warrior changes, too. For example, charge and intercept no longer have diminishing returns on stun effects. Colossus Smash now ignores 70% of opponents' armor, down from 100%. There's several notes about warriors which caught my eye. I think they have the most out of any class.
So here comes the inevitable. Guess when it's coming out. OMG, when's it coming out, you guys?
I wouldn't want to put my foot into that race.
You're no fun.
Well, the last patch I said was coming out in a week after the patch notes were released. And, you know, we all saw how that went.
Well, then guess again, and we'll know you'll be wrong. So what?
I think it'll be next week.
Okay, all right. Okay. Slices Pop, do you have an educated guess?
First or second week of April. I just pulled out of my ass. Sounds like a good amount of time.
I'm going to say 2 months from this week, last week of April.
Okay. Well, I obviously lost.
Or did you? We'll see. Could be a surprise. Ooh. Is that it for the news?
Unless you can think of something else to talk about.
I don't know, Salacious Pop. You follow that stuff. I thought the 4-1 stuff kind of distracted me from everything else. You know, obviously the news about the raids coming back is huge. So I don't know, Salacious Pop. Did you pick up anything this week that might be worth mentioning?
Well, I'm two things in the patch notes for 4-1 that I think is interesting is looks like Twin Peaks, which is the prettier but kind of fetal alcohol syndrome version of Warsong Gulch.
Wow.
It's not really very good. It's getting some tweaks to graveyard spawn points when you die on the battleground. So it looks like they're giving Twin Peaks a much needed help in not being horrible. And under user interface, it says work has begun on a new looking for guild system, which I thought was something that Blizzard didn't want to get involved in at all. I thought they wanted to leave that up to the forums and, you know, people.
Shouts and trade chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the fact that this is in the notes, I think, is interesting. I have no idea how they're going to go about doing that and have it not be horrible.
That caught my eye too, but I thought they've already tried things in like in chat and stuff where there can be a separate channel for looking for guild, and they took it away, and then they've always been like back and forth on looking for guilds. So I'm interested to see what they're going to, you know, pull out of their hats in, you know, the next coming weeks in regards to that.
Is this something we're supposed to get with 4-1? Because that, I mean, it's weird otherwise that they drop the teaser in the notes. Oh, by the way, looking for guild soon.
Yeah, they just say work has begun. So I have no idea what that means.
That makes it sound like that's something they want to put in 4-1. And yeah, that's why it'll probably be later rather than sooner.
The other note underneath that is interesting, I guess, in a way. It says that spells bound to a key now start to be cast when the button is pressed down by default instead of waiting for the key to go up. So that might throw a lot of people off that are used to, you know, mashing their buttons a certain way. So now when you hit a button, it'll immediately make the spell go off instead of when you take your finger off the button. Personally, I didn't know that it was the other way around.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah,
it was that way.
Yeah, so I doubt that I'll notice much of a change. I think all my keybinds that I use my little, you know, gamer pad for are, you know, already, you know, when I hit them, it automatically takes the finger off the button anyway. So I don't know. But anyhow, that's pretty much it for the news. There's a lot of stuff in the notes, and most of the stuff that we didn't go over are just little tweaks and changes that, you know, might catch your eye.
All right. Well, let's move on to the topic of the week. Every week here on Horde House, we have a topic of the week we like to talk about. But most of all, we like to get your feedback on the topic of the week, either through our Twitter account at twitter.com/Horde House. I almost said the one for the other show, Horde House, or the email bag, which is Horde House Podcast. Remember the word podcast, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. And guess what, guys? We now have a Facebook, facebook.com/Horde House, if you want to send us a message there as well.
Okay.
So the topic of the week is, and this is kind of a weird one, but a fun one. And in this might tie in a little bit to what you were talking about a minute ago, Extifer, where you rolled on another server so that you could play with someone else that you know IRL. Mm-hmm. So this is about trying to get people that you know don't play WoW interested in WoW. And you can't always sell everybody on the game, but what do you think is the best selling point to get a non-Warcraft player interested in Warcraft?
The best selling point?
Yeah, like if you're going to talk to somebody about why they should give WoW a try, what do you think is the best selling point?
Well, I'd be like, if you want to talk to me ever again, you have to play World of Warcraft, because that's the only way you can get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm. And it would be true.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, I was honestly thinking about this, and I think that there's really no good answer for it. I mean, you know, if somebody doesn't know what World of Warcraft is, like, I guess the best way is, like, to say, hey, I'm really into video games. I really like this video game a lot. And, hey, you can play with me if you want in it. I don't know. That's all I have.
So Extrovert has basically said that the best selling point to get a non-WoW player interested in WoW is the fact that he plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Salacious Pop?
The erotic RP in the Goldshire Inn is super hot, and everyone should experience it.
That's hot.
That's my answer.
It's kind of, if someone is not a gamer, or if someone is a gamer but they're not already, you know, inclined to be attracted to MMOs, you can't, those are pretty big things that are going to be a roadblock in getting someone into WoW. If they're not already a gamer, you're kind of screwed. Like, yeah, this was a difficult topic for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just say it's 6 years old, which is pretty unheard of for a game to have this kind of longevity. 12 million users. It gets updated frequently, so it's not like you're going to sign up and then find out that it's becoming free to play or that they're not going to update it anymore. 2-year release schedule for expansions. Huge player base. Kind of like, I don't know, Xbox versus PS3. If you get an Xbox, you're going to have odds of you finding other people mm-hmm. to play it. The odds are better. Same with WoW. A lot of WoW players are in the closet. If you play on WoW, eventually you'll find out that people that you know from work also play WoW. They just never talked about it. So it's just so many people are out there in the game without even you realizing it. I guess that'd be another draw.
All right. Good answer. My old boss played WoW. We used to talk about WoW all the time. All the time. It was good times.
Nice.
And I had no idea when I took the job originally, I had no idea that my boss played WoW. And it was kind of one of those things we found out later on. It was just really funny.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this story where you started your new job or whatever, and a week or two into it, you were eating lunch, and out of the, you know, off in the distance you hear, yeah, I got a ring to drop in ICC. And you're like, what? Why? I'm at work. Why am I hearing this?
Yeah,
who's saying that?
That's how I found out. Is at lunch. At lunch, my boss was talking about how she got a ring in ICC, and I was like, you know. And I remember the next question I got asked was, "Do you play Horde or Alliance?" And I said, "Well, I have one of each." And the follow up was, "Just one." So, let's see. The best selling point for me to get a non-WoW player interested in WoW. Karazhan is an awesome selling point because it's an amazing raid.
Oh my god.
But no, okay, my real answer. The fact that, well, There's two. My not so serious, but I half serious answer is slaying internet dragons. That you get to slay internet dragons, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of you saw that blog post a few months ago. I think it was during the whole Real ID fiasco. But there's a whole tongue in cheek, I think, truthness to that, and it's the whole kind of like getting together with your friends to slay internet dragons, and the whole like, you know, I don't want to say the whole Ren Fair swords and shield and magic type of thing to go slay ye old dragon. But I think there's kind of something about that whole like teamwork that it takes to slay an internet dragon that actually makes the game a lot of fun. But otherwise, I think honestly, my serious answer would be the fact that, you know, fun people are on it and it's basically a chat room with swords and fire spells. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a virtual world, but I don't want to sound like, you know, that sounds like...
You sound like a Second Life.
I do, yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Like, and that's so not what I'm talking about. But it is kind of cool. You got to admit, it's kind of cool that, like, even though, like, I might have friends who live 150 miles away from me, we can kind of log into the game and do stuff, even though we have that big distance between us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making myself sound like such, like, a person that never leaves the house and just kind of, like, you know, neck-bearded... fat guy like you saw in the South Park episode that does nothing but play WoW all day long. But that's kind of how I honestly feel, is that that's one of the big perks in the game for me, is that I can kind of like do stuff with friends that are far away and can't like physically be here. Is that too nerdy?
Yes, it's very nerdy.
Whatever. There's not a hint of that for you as well, Extover?
No, I totally agree. I'm just being silly.
And Salacious Pop?
That sounds about right. I agree with that.
I just needed the validation. All right, so we're looking for your emails and tweets. Best selling point to get a non-WoW player interested in WoW. Speaking of emails and tweets, let's get to them. Actually, we didn't have like a whole lot of tweets this week, but I'll get to those in a minute. I guess we'll start with email tonight. Let's do email first. And we have actually a lot of email. Once again, couldn't read all the email on the show. Like, there was just too many of it, so I apologize. But as I mentioned last week, we do read all of them, and I will respond personally to those that we don't get to on air. But let's start with the on-air emails. The first one comes to us from, oh, it's Extovers. Everybody, it's the world's favorite guild leader, Ferora.
Yay! What does she have to say?
She wants to write in about the topic of the week, what pisses me off about being a healer. So my response to the topic of the week has two sides. My personal bitch is that people still refuse to use CC and communicate in dungeons and raids and then blame the healers when people drop. My second bitch is that Blizzard is fumbling over balance with 25 mans and 10s, and I'll save you the lengthy numbers and details as to why. Also, I have a response to the first email you read last week about holding an instance hostage. I'm not sure if Extifer was a part of this, but I was in a Pug Pit of Sauron, and the tank and her little bitch friend were terrible. I can't remember all the details, but it went kind of like this. We die a bunch of times, vote kicks won't pass, and we are in a stalemate. So I refused to leave, and they refused to move on either, since I couldn't get kicked. So when it was just us four left, my boyfriend and myself and those two douchebags, we sat there for, I think, 2 hours. After 2 hours, I put together a plan that I would get my friends to meet me at the instance to steal the lockout. As soon as the bitch and her friend went into a major city waiting for us to leave, we dropped group and immediately zoned in with my group that was waiting, which basically made the instance full so they couldn't finish and we could. Either way, I thought it was funny. That was also the day I realized I truly am the devil. Anyways, have a good show.
She is the devil.
Slash kisses. I love that the note ends with slash kisses. Funny that that's kind of all different now. Has anyone kind of experienced changes in the whole lockout and vote to kick since 406 hit? I mean, I just did my first pug, and as the pervert was too funny to want to kick. Like I like guys
exactly.
With threats. It's funny, so I couldn't kick the guy. So I didn't get to experience that whole system yet. But I guess Ferrari will probably never get a chance to have that same situation happen, right?
Possibly not. I haven't even used the new... I haven't used the Dungeon Finder since, you know, for a while, so I wouldn't know. But maybe I'll try it out this week and tell you guys how that went.
Please do. I'm going to go to the next email, which isn't signed. So as I've mentioned on the show before, if you don't sign your emails, I'll read just your first name so you can keep your... so that people won't find you on Real ID. But this is from Nikki. So I just heard your last show. I wanted to mention a suggestion for the person asking about whether they should leave their guild for raiding. This is a really kind of a hot topic. There was an option missed. Recruiting wasn't mentioned. I personally don't raid for the next shiny raid piece. I like the content. So I think if they are realistic about their expectations, they might find 3 to 4 in their own guild and maybe some others outside the guild. That might help because then they would have the best of both worlds. What do you guys think? Maybe recruiting is the answer? It really depends on the guild, though. It really depends on the guild. Like, I think in the guild that Alan was in, which is my guild, like, we kind of don't want to recruit. Because we're, like, if you think that guy in the instance was dirty, we're really dirty. So we're really picky about who we bring on board, because we're all just, we're sick people. And you shouldn't join our guild, because we're sick.
Yeah, it's pretty raunchy, and I love how they've been given a guild rank where they can't even see guild chat, thank God. But there are kids in that guild, and if you're letting, you know, kids on in a social guild, even if they can't interact with, you know, the people that, with anyone that they don't actually know, for social guilds, it's a lot of times it's good to be exclusive and have that bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get protected by, like, if you recruit and trade, like Ferrari said a couple episodes ago, you know, you're going to attract a lot of dipshits that you don't want. If you're a social guild and you don't really have a website or forums to have an actual application process, a lot of the good players may pass you over because they want a guild with a pedigree that has gotten raids down already. So it's, I could see how recruiting could be problematic. I don't know.
But it is an option, and I agree it was one that we missed last week. So
yeah.
Let me finish up the email here. Next, I completely agree about your like feature for pugs. It will take effort to say something nice while it's not possible to be a dick. Finally, thanks for the interesting podcast, and good luck if you start a Horde House guild. That is something we do need to take seriously, maybe starting a Horde House-oriented guild. I don't know.
Oh, I just got a text message, by the way.
Oh?
And the guild just got Alakir down.
Oh.
Grats to them.
Grats. All right. Let me move on. This comes to us from Girk. Hey, Horde House. Hey, Girk. I play a Resto Shaman on Deathicus Horde for the guild. We voted for Sourfang. And my biggest gripe about healing so far is fights where there is a lot of AoE damage, and I throw down some healing rain, and everyone stands outside of it. I even politely ask the group to please watch for it and stand inside. No luck. I usually cast it centered on the tank. Seriously, not hard to stand inside and help me out, so I don't have to waste my mana chain healing or spamming your ass. Thanks for listening to my bitching, Girk.
Thank you, Girk.
You know, I don't notice this so much because with the paladin thing, I can run around the little, like, we don't have, like, the circle. We have the little, like, flashy strobe firework thing where we can run around with our radiating beauty and heal people. So I don't have quite that same problem, but I can totally see. You know what that reminds me of is the whole Lightwell thing. Like, people don't fucking click Lightwells, like, ever. And it cracked me up the first time I saw it as a tip. I think they added it in Cataclysm as a tip. Hint, click the Lightwell.
That's awesome.
Hint, don't stand in fire.
And yet, as much as people try to remind you, it still doesn't get clicked.
You know, it just, all they need to do is put in an achievement for clicking 50 Lightwells, and everybody will click the goddamn Lightwell. That's all they need to do.
But you know what? To everybody's credit, I think that there's so much going on in these raids now that it's really, to me, not surprising that people forget to click the light well, because you're trying to do like 5 things at once sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. So it can get kind of daunting. But yeah, you definitely should keep it in mind.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on to some more emails. This one comes to us from Phantomus, a level 85 rogue on Drenden. Oh, it's the Drenden guy again. Yay. Hello once again. I'm all excited. Yay. Hello again. Hello once again, Rob and Extifer. First of all, thanks for reviewing my emails last week. And no, Extifer, I didn't make up Drenden. I didn't even hear of it either until my friend had me start playing there. Oh, and please don't make the Horde House guild there. I already have my 10 slots filled. Can I say something about that real quick? I have to admit Drenden is kind of in the lead right now for where we should make the Horde House Guild, which I know is going to piss the emailer off, but seriously, 10 slots, you need them all. Mm-hmm. But we got a tweet, and this ties into a tweet from Flacco Jones, sent us a tweet this week saying, "I totally want you guys on Drenden from wowwiki.com. It is widely known for its high volume of bad players." And it kind of made me go, "Aw, that's it." Like, totally somebody's just trolling on the wiki. But the funny thing is, Flacco Jones is not the only person to point that out to me. Like, two people in my guild also were like, "Dude, you guys should roll it on Drenden because WoW Wiki says it's, like, the worst server." And I'm like, "Aw, that poor emailer."
I know, and that first, just makes me want
first,
to
we refuse to acknowledge that the Drenden server exists, and then second, it's like apparently the worst server in the game. So I don't know. I got to admit, we have to talk about this some more offline, and we're trying to build a website and all that stuff behind the scenes as well, and maybe once that all gets going, we'll have more information. I got to admit, though, Phantomist, Drenden's in the lead right now. So just saying. I'm just being honest with you. All right, let me get to the rest of the email. Moving on, my biggest complaint as a healer circles back around to the lack of needed crowd control being used in instances. My druid has a resto spec, but due to some alcoholism, he's been a bit neglected since he hit 85. As a result, his gear is quite a bit under par from where I would like it to be. Therefore, when I enter an instance, I promptly ask the group to take it easy on the pulls so I don't have to worry about running out of mana with each pull. About half the time, things go fine. But when I get groups that neglect to make use of available crowd control, needless to say, I get stressed out going out of mana during those pulls. Looking forward to the Horde House website.
That's kind of how I am right before a sex. I'm like, take it easy on the pull at first. and then you could just, you know.
Because you don't want to run out of mana.
Yeah, I don't want to run out of mana. I have a lot of stamina. But, you know, just take it easy on the pull, though.
You don't have a lot of points in agility, so.
Yeah.
So just
be gentle. No, I'm very agile.
La, 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 la.
I have a huge vagine.
La, 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 la. All right. Moving on.
I even had to underline it.
Can I move on to the next email?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's from Flacco Jones.
Hey, surprise, surprise.
Hey, guys. I don't know why. Suddenly, that's Flacco's voice now. Hey, guys. So I finally bought the Cataclysm expansion, and while I don't agree that it's boring, I do think it's way too easy. It's nice to have the improved questing back, since I've been stuck in Outland and Northrend for what feels like forever. I just wish they had added 10 levels instead of 5, or made it so the quests didn't give as much XP as they're giving now, especially with the guild XP buffs, which every guild gets fairly early. It has taken me just a few hours to get halfway to 82, where it took me a couple of days playing many hours a day to get from 78 to 80. I also leveled my alchemy from 450 to 525 just 10 minutes after hitting level 80. That also took me a few days to get from 420 to 450 at the end of Wrath. Once again, not totally complaining, but I can see why some people would argue that the game is boring them. I, for one, am having a great time because the new quests are super fun, and I'm really looking forward to tanking those new dungeons and heroics, so I don't mind the quicker leveling. From Flacco Jones.
Cool. So he actually is interested in doing heroics. I wasn't even sure about that. That's cool.
I totally agree, though, that, man, the leveling just flew by in this one. I don't know if they just needed to turn down the XP or what, but yeah, it flew by.
Yeah. I don't know.
When guildies are getting to level 2 on, like, or I'm sorry, 82 on, like, herbalism and archaeology alone, something's out of whack.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, but I don't know. It's hard for me to compare it to Wrath because I don't remember how fast it took me to level to 80.
It was a while. I remember it took a while. It was at least a good month to get to 80.
For me, it wasn't, though. I think I was 80 like within the week.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it took that long. I don't think it was a month. I don't know. Maybe I just. I quickly forget.
All right. Are we ready for the last email for tonight?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
This is from Moo Targon Moo. That is really the... It's signed Moo Targon Moo, a name-changing accident. So there you go. So Accident writes us and says, "Hello, dear sir slash madam. No pun intended. It's always nice to be polite. Here comes the hate mail. I'm writing this to compliment your work. Yes, you are awesome. You have now officially made me tune out of world's news. Who wants to know if the FMI is coming to crash Europe's economy, right?
I don't.
As the only thing my car radio plays lately is your shows. Yes, you've made my trips to work bearable once more. So please keep up the nice work. I do have a question. What advice would you offer on recruiting for a guild that wants to start from scratch? We have few things that make us stand out from the crowd, I think. These are our catchphrases. Anna's Wrath at Blade Fist. Horde Side is a new PvP / PvE guild with few differences. Are you sick of doing instances with people that keep telling you that your DPS is low, even though you're trying as hard as you can to become a better player? Is World of Warcraft the place you want to relax after a hard day's work? Are you looking for a new place where you can meet new people and enjoy your evenings? Do you enjoy both PvP and PvE sides of the game? We truly identify ourselves with those phrases, and so I'm seeking advice on how to get people to see this message and get their interest. Not sure how to advertise us best. If you know what changing a diaper is, or pay at least four types of bills a month, then please come and join us. Any advice would be welcome. Best regards. Moo Targon Moo.
Well, Moo. I'm sorry, can I call him Moo?
You can call him whatever you want, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, motherfucker.
No, be I'm nice.
I'm just
be
kidding.
Wow. To the listeners.
I'm totally kidding.
You show, now, you apologize.
No, I don't do things on your
command. Apologize to Moo.
I don't. Moo, I'm sorry.
Okay,
Moo.
Here you go.
So I think that, you know, you should go with what you wrote. You know, like, there's not much that you need to really adjust with that. I think it sounds good. So, I mean, this is coming from somebody that I literally was one of the people that started the guild that I'm in, and we started last year, and we kind of branched off from other guilds, you know. And when we put our little recruitment post on the forums, we pretty much did the same thing where we were like, we're a new, you know, guild, you know, our players come from all walks of life, you know, and we like to have fun, but we also like to progress, you know, and I think that you're coming at it, you know, with a good idea. I think that's good. Sounds good.
Salacious Pop, what do you think?
I agree 100% with Xtafer.
I actually don't. I gotta be honest. Like, I think I think what you're trying to do is good. But here's the thing. I mean, listen again to some of the taglines here. Anna's Wrath at Bladefist Horde Side is a new PvP PvE guild with a few differences. Are you looking for a new place where you can meet new people and enjoy your evenings? Do you enjoy both PvP and PvE sides of the game? Honestly, dude, that's like every guild. Every guild I see advertising in trade chat shout something like that. Or, you know, the other thing that gets me is the guilds that shout like, we have the 10% experience boost. That's like what you get at level one. Every fucking guild has the 10% experience boost at this point. I'm going to tell you what, though. I'm not all negative, though, because honestly, the part of the email that kind of made me laugh and I perked up and I went, oh, I'd check out that guild was when you said, if you know what changing a diaper is or pay at least four types of bills a month. Like, that to me was funny, and it shows a little bit of the personality, and I think you should go with that. And I think there's going to be haters. If you yell that out in trade chat, there's going to be people like, oh, you guys like discriminate against age, da, da, da. But you know what? There's always going to be trolls, and there's an old-fashioned saying, and I've been saying this for years, haters going to hate. There's always going to be haters, and don't listen to
them. And then there's going to be people like me who are like, I don't know what changing a diaper is. I'm not good for their guild.
But you do pay four different types of bills a month, right? When you remember to pay them?
I think three.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I just missed it.
But my honest answer is, take what you've got, a good base, but put your little personality spin on it. Because I think if you, especially, you know, I don't know what you're going for. If you're like social, if you're going for like a social guild, put the personality spin on it, because you want to draw people that are going to be attracted to your personality. But if you're like strictly like, we're a progression guild, then okay, stick to the facts. This is what we're working on. This is what we've got down. This is when we raid. And you'll find people. You know, it's just about finding the people that fit that puzzle. But if you're trying to recruit for the social element, then I say, by all means, take those sentences you've written already and put your own personality into them. And that's going to get you, I think, the people that are going to fit best.
Daddy.
What?
I love how you just answered me.
Because you always do this to me. That day.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I always find it funny when guilds recruit in trade and they always start off their pitch or whatever as, we are a mature, all in caps, adult, in caps, guild, which probably just means no kids, no one under the age of 16. Don't get offended if we drop an F-bomb or two.
Yeah, we're allowed to say fuck in our vent, basically.
Yeah. So I guess that's what they're going for, but when I see mature adult in all caps, it just makes me think like a porn guild. It's just really a irrational reaction, but I just love seeing that in trade. I'm like, what does that mean? Just say, you know, no kids or whatever. Like, I just find that funny.
Do y'all think there is a porn guild somewhere, actually? That might be kind
of
fun.
On one of the RP ones, I'm sure.
I think we should like do a special assignment type of thing for our show where we infiltrate a porn guild. Like, you know, it's like, it's like, I'm Barbara Walters and this is 2020. This is the expose.
Rob, don't ever do that again.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Like, I think
research purposes, we need to join a porn guild.
I want to see them play in real life. And by play, I mean fuck. Do you think there's any device where, you know, you can actually play by having sex? You know, we all see these like new things, like innovations, like you can play with your iPad or whatever. But can you play with a fuck machine?
You know, well, I can't believe I'm actually entertaining this question. But, you know, I've gone to several of the past few E3s for the other show I do, Orange Lounge Radio. And back when there used to be a place called Kensha Hall, which was kind of the basement of the expo floor. They don't have it anymore ever since E3 kind of went through some changes a few years ago. But you would always see this like just wacky shit from developers from like Korea and like other countries that just come up with some crazy stuff. And one of the games we saw one year, I'm not even kidding, was a porn MMO. And we sat there for like 30 minutes just all in trance, like, wow, this is like, wow, this is – and the game was called something like Feel, I think was what the game was called. And they were talking about possibly putting out peripherals that would run on a USB port that you could use with the game.
That is awesome.
So you could you could literally screw people across a large – and I'm not talking like PvP server screwing people. You could literally screw people across a great distance.
Wow.
I know, right? Why aren't these guys fucking billionaires?
That's probably good for like long distance relationships. You
know, show's going to a creepy place. I don't know if I like it.
It really is.
Can you down bosses?
I don't know.
In that game,
it like, struck me as more of a Second Life type of thing where there's no real point.
It's
well,
just
PvP,
right?
I mean, there's a point, but you know, it's you know.
Yeah, there's also a tip.
All right. Anyhow, that's it for emails. Let me get to tweets. Baska sends us a tweet on the Twitters and says, my biggest complaint, by the way, twitter.com/hordehouse. My biggest complaint as a healer is when people don't stand in my damn healing circles or move out of them for no reason. I tell them they're good to stand because maybe they're new. One, pull later, they do the same thing. I just let people like that die. Deja vu. It's another bitch about not knowing where the damn circles are.
You know, as time goes on, people are getting smarter with that, I think. But you know, when they this is what gets me with the patch notes. They're changing the spell effects, which makes me a little nervous because we've gotten used to the green and white circles, you know, on the ground. If they change that, then people are going to have to get used to it all over again, and that's annoying. So I'm saying, why do they need to change it? It doesn't need to be changed if they're changing it drastically. I'm hoping that it just means they're going to add like a little stupid spell effect to it that doesn't change the green circle.
Like I said, more glitter.
Yeah, more glitter.
Make it more sparkly so people want to go, ooh, sparkles, and they'll stand
exactly.
in it. It's just like the freaking the thing the druid does, not the effervescence, but the other one, the
Tranquility.
Yeah.
Sparkles. All right. Yeah. Are you okay, Exfer?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I love my effervescence when I put it in my, you know, drink and it makes my tummy feel better.
Whatever. All right, moving on. Flacco Jones and Peaker Uno are two number one fans, got in a little back and forth on Twitter this week. And we, not in a bad way, but that we got flagged on all the posts. So I'm going to read you the exchange here. So Flacco Jones says, waiting for jury duty with an iPod is nice, but I forgot to bring headphones so I could listen to Horde House. And Picaruno says, please don't call the judge a shitbag. Frown. Flacco Jones says, I'm wearing a WoW t-shirt. I don't know if this will hurt or help my status here. And then Picaruno says, when I visited Florida, wearing my druid shirt increased my random stranger comment magnet stat by 100%. Do you have any interesting WoW in real life stories?
I've been in Fry's before where, you know, our friend Irene, I was with her, mm-hmm. and she was wearing I think it was an Alliance shirt, and there was like somebody that walked up to her and goes, ew, Alliance. And so that was kind of fun. And she was like, get away from me, stranger. I don't even know you. I think there's been other occasions.
She should have just looked at him and yelled, get fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
It
just
would.
For her to just up and say, get fucked.
Yeah. But it'd be very random and unexpected.
And he'd be like, typical Alliance.
Typical Alliance talking at me in all caps.
Yeah, exactly. as far as any, I'm sure that there's been other times when, oh, actually, I do have a random story.
Please.
That goes along with this.
Okay. That we're done with tweets, so we're just filling time now, so please, okay. By all means.
So, actually, come to think, Irene and I were both at a local sushi place here, and you know the place I'm talking about. Because
oh, yeah. You've taken me there before.
Yeah, so we're both, and you know, come to think, I don't know if I've actually told this story before. Do you know?
You told it to me, but you haven't told it on. Just tell the fucking story.
Okay, whatever. I don't care at this point.
If I can get away with telling the Button Willow story, you can tell a sushi story.
Now this is more interesting. So we were in the sushi place, and we're talking, and there's another guy and girl that are sitting behind us, and they're talking about WoW. And so Irene looks at me and she's like, they're totally talking about WoW. And I'm like, okay. So I start to talk about my druid or something. And then I said something about a paladin or something like that. And the next thing we know, this girl turns around. And she goes, what realm do you play on? Like that. It was just so random. And so we were like, you know, we told them or whatever. And we had this like, I don't know. It had to have been like at least 5 minutes of conversation. And then they were like, okay, we'll let you eat. And then they turned around, nothing. Just didn't talk the rest of the time. We were like, wow, random WoW people that only wanted to get their 5 minutes of WoW fill, you know, for their, I don't know. It's more interesting if you knew us in person.
Sometimes I feel like there should be less WoW realms just so that, you know, there's too damn many realms. Like, have you ever run into someone and it just so happens you both play on the same damn realm?
No, Not likely. And, you know, I'd never expect that if I meet somebody in real life, you know, that plays WoW. I mean, it's always some other server.
I think you would have to be in one of those Uber guilds that has like the 10,000 members, of which there's what? Probably like, I think there's only a handful. Like, there's got to be less than 10. One of those Uber guilds where you both just happen to kind of be in the Uber guild that you're going to be on the same server.
Exactly.
Know? So. Crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Well, that does it for the Twitter tonight, and that brings us to the end of the show.
Aww.
So just a reminder, you guys, you can always send us emails, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/hordehouse, or now we have Facebook, facebook.com/hordehouse. So you can follow us on all of those different places. But now we're at the part of the show where it's time to get to the final thoughts. So Salacious Pop, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
For having me again.
I hope you had fun.
I did.
And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
In about 30 minutes, I'm going to be working on Meloriac Heroic again. So wish me luck. Hopefully my DPS will climb out of the toilet.
Luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
My final thought tonight is corn pops are delicious. It's a great breakfast cereal.
Aw. You win on the final thought.
I know, right? So, Extrover, what's your final thought tonight?
My final thought, and this is hopefully appropriate. I just have a message to tell my guild. I love you guys, but I'm quitting the guild.
Wow.
I'm just quitting. I don't have enough, you know, I can't stand any of you guys. I just don't want to raid anymore. I said I love you guys, and then I said I can't stand you. Anyways, I'm going to end the program by singing this lovely song called Chocolate Rain.
Wait, before Chocolate, you... Can I put a plug on for the iTunes and everything before you take us out for tonight?
I'm really not quitting the guild, by the way. That's just a joke.
Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Help spread the word of Horde House, because, you know, we don't have, like, an Uber website yet or anything like that behind us. So we really rely on word of mouth. And thank you so much for listening to our show. So, Extifer, take us out.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say I'm so happy I just made everybody in my guild die of a heart attack. And second of all, chocolate rain. Some blah 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 blah, feel the pain, chocolate rain, blah blah blip. I don't even know the words of the song. Blip 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 blip. Dee dee dee. Okay, we're gonna be done with the show, aren't we?
Way to bring back like a 4-year-old internet meme at this point. Good job.
Don't you see the consistency of the last few weeks? Is this is my trend?
You know, the consistency is actually very similar to chocolate rain.
Oh, okay.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.